This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, July 21st. Well, folks, I want to mention that we had a very, very strong day on Monday. And I, for one, was a little shocked because there wasn't a lot of volume on the rally. And a lot of stocks that had been lagging just came back with a vengeance that we own. And the other comment I'd have is that the big stocks keep getting bigger. So there's a lot of debate right now if we're back in 1999. And Jim Cramer on CNBC said we're not. But I would respectfully say we are. So what's happening is the big stocks and the indices are getting bigger. And it just money flows into all these index products. Most of them are capitalization weighted. So that just means whether it's Apple or Amazon or, Netflix, Microsoft, NVIDIA, Facebook, the big get bigger. And that's what's happening. And the most popular index, of course, is the QQQ. And its star is Tesla, okay? And Tesla announces on Wednesday, if it has 4 quarters in a row of operating profits, it'll probably be out of the S&P. And a lot of the valuations just don't make any sense. Now, outside of the indexing argument, I want to reassure everybody that our stocks that are about to announce very good second quarter results are doing great. So you don't have to own just the big stocks. You can own things that actually earn money and will continue to earn money and have positive guidance. So the breath out there is a little better than they might tell you it is, okay? So I'm proud that I own a lot of stocks just under the radar that are doing incredibly well. So I'm enjoying this earnings season. Now, I do want to remind everybody, we are in the early stages of earnings season. This is when the good news comes out. We won't have this good news in 3 weeks. We'll have companies issuing warnings and things like that. So we're basically at the start of the party, but the party's going to not last as long as we want it to because good earnings always come out early. So the other comment I have is we rallied on very light volume. And I just want you to know that it was more of an index rally and more of a mean reversion rally. And a couple other things are going on, I should let you know. Europe just passed this huge stimulus, 750 billion euros. For coronavirus. So that makes Europe gap up. And we gap up. A lot of the market moves this year have come before market hours. But this market is going to get very thin, very fast, and it's going to be every stock for themselves. It's as simple as that. So I feel really good where we're at. I love earnings season. It's my judgment day. I get it 4 times a year. And we go in locked and loaded. So I think we're going to have a lot of fun here for a while. But, it's shocking. You know, it's shocking to see what's unfolding. It's for these multi-billion dollar companies to be so strong without a lot of volume is a little eerie. So... But the breadth and power, at least in my portfolios, is impressive. I can't tell you how pleased I am. So hang on, enjoy the ride. It won't last forever, but if this persists, okay, we're gonna have this week is gonna be a great week, and then. And it'll probably continue into next week, and then it'll start to get a little bumpy. So that's that. Oh, and I should also mention, as the market rallies, the 10-year Treasury yield keeps falling. So, the Fed has just pumped so much liquidity in the markets. And you can just see where the money's just sloshing all over the place. It's sloshing to the housing market as everybody goes out and tries to buy homes or second homes. There's this huge real estate boom and for much of the United States and the mountain areas and outside the city centers. Clearly, it's fueling the stock market. A lot of money's headed that direction. So, you know, the Fed has done its job. They've made sure the markets are awash with liquidity. And, you know, consumer confidence is highly tied to home values, stock market values, and, of course, employment. So, it's just interesting times we're in. There's a lot of hope on the vaccine front, with the Oxford study, AstraZeneca is a good example. So I feel really good about what's going on here. So please, just hang on, enjoy the ride, and we'll see how it all unfolds. And you're at the early stages of the party, but the party is not going to last as long as we all hope, and it will get more narrow. Okay, so I just want you to know those are my observations. So enjoy the ride, everybody. While it lasts, let's just hope that companies beat. I do think there are going to be a lot of surprises this quarter because the analysts were way, way too pessimistic. So I think, and of course, the third quarter guidance is going to be even more important. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. I just want to update you on my observations, and I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.